Watch, Nathan Wade's team pauses CNN interview. By Pam Kee on June 13, 2024. On Wednesday on CNN's The Source, former Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade was prompted to stop his interview with host Caitlin Collins and then walked off mid-answer to consult with staff. Partial transcript as follows. Collins, what is your current relationship with the district attorney? Wade, oh, just as outlined earlier, we are great friends. We speak regularly. The conversation has changed, though. Whereas before, our conversations were about this case. You could, I'm sure you could imagine and appreciate the amount of time that it takes, that you'd have to pour into a case, trying to, a case of this magnitude, trying to prosecute those defendants. But our conversations have shifted to how are you? How are you handling the threats that are coming your way? Are you being safe? And democracy. The case will live on, kind of thing. Collins, just to clarify, when did the romantic relationship between the two of you start? Wade, yes. So, we get into, there's been this effort to say that, okay, these exact dates are at issue. And these exact dates are, I'm getting signal here. Nathan Wade's media consultant interrupts him mid-answer. Unidentified male, inaudible. Unidentified male, yes. We're going to go off mic for a second? Unidentified male, yes. Unidentified male, okay, inaudible. Unidentified male, keep rolling. Nathan Wade's media consultant steps in, interrupts interview as Wade talks about Fonnie Willis' romance. Unidentified male, keep rolling. Don't stop. Nathan Wade gets up mid-interview to consult with his team. Unidentified male, inaudible. Unidentified male, sounds good? Copy? Unidentified male, yes, good. Unidentified male, inaudible. Unidentified male, go rolling. Unidentified male, okay a little bit, inaudible. Yes. Collins, everything okay? Wade, yes. Collins, just to revisit the question. It was to clarify when the romantic relationship started and when it ended. Wade, sure. So, I believe that the public has, through the testimony and other interviews, the public has a clear snapshot that this is clearly just a distraction. It is not a relevant issue, in this case. And I think that we should be focusing on more of the facts and the indictment in the case. Collins, well, I asked because obviously this is, it's still a pending matter. It's going to be before the Court of Appeals. And you talked about how proud you were of all the work that you did in this office. And I think the question that people have when they hear from the Court of Appeals, this isn't happening until next spring, is, did the relationship jeopardize that work that you did in this investigation? Wade, and therein lies the issue, why we wouldn't touch upon the work of the Court of Appeals or some higher court, because it's a pending issue before them. I think that we should allow them, take a step back and allow them to take the evidence that they have and do their work, make the decision. Collins, right. But you did testify to this, and you were asked about, on the stand, about when it started and when it ended. It just wasn't completely clear, because before it said, before the indictment, which was August 15th, here in Atlanta, and then later, the answer was at the end of that year. And so, I think that was the clarity that people were seeking of when it started and when it ended. Wade, sure. And there again, there's a question before the court. And that is the crux of the question. I don't choose to say or do anything that would jeopardize the case or the court's ruling. I prefer to allow them to make their decision based upon what they have and accept it. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.